Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Janine Salak Johnson talking about doing the right thing in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, a topic that continues to interest consumers greatly is sustainability.
Absolutely, Ron. Beef sustainability is a constant topic that the Beef Checkoff works to address on a state, national, and quite frankly, international level. Through multiple presentations recently, the Oklahoma Beef Council has addressed the myths and facts of U.S. beef production, including the information from the EPA that U.S. cattle production, including feed production, accounts for 3.3% of all greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S., which is minimal. On a national level, the Checkoff-funded team recently participated in a panel on the future of protein at the Future of Food Summit sponsored by Eating Well magazine, and science-based information from the Beef Checkoff-funded Sustainable Research Program was shared with food scientists and nutrition health professionals.
And you can learn more about what the Beef Checkoff is up to on your behalf by going to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner. Animal well-being professor at Oklahoma State University, Dr. Janine Salak Johnson, says it's important for the cattle industry to understand there are those folks out there that'll never be satisfied with what we're doing when it comes to animal well-being. But she says at the same time, we've got to understand that we've got to pay attention to the consumer and not just be bullheaded about how we handle animal welfare issues.
We have to get rid of this, you know, I'm independent, I'm the cattle rancher, I can do this on my own. They have to recognize that what they think is important is not what's important to the consumer. And I think that's something that we have to start recognizing. I don't like people to tell me how to do research. So I get that part of it, or how to teach, or what I can say in the classroom. But we also have to be conscientious that what is important to us may not necessarily be important to others. And I think that's what really the Animal Welfare Institute really brought forth on that, is that we still do need to improve on some of the painful management practices that the consumer wants to know that these animals had a good quality life before the end of their life.
As we do the right thing, one phrase you use, societal concerns. How do we successfully then communicate if we are doing the right thing? How do we do a better job of communicating to that audience that everybody's trying to grab, the animal rights activists as well as on our side?
One of the things that we have to recognize is that it has to be a balance, and it's really going to be hard. And one of the questions that was asked, you know, was how do you deal with these medias where people are saying that this practice is happening and it's bad, etc., false information. The thing is, we don't need to be targeting those people that really don't care. I mean, their ultimate goal is very different than the other part of the population. And so I think that we have to recognize that what society's concerns are, producers' concerns, etc., we have to balance that. And the only way that we can balance that is, you know, yes, ethics is going to play a role, but sometimes ethics isn't practical to some of the things that we do. But we have to balance that with science, you know, experience, and knowledge, and try to do what's best. And in the end, it really is about that animal.
First steps, in other words, how's a producer really engage in all this? What would be your recommendation on how get these guys going in the right direction, I guess?
Well, I think them sitting, you know, talking among themselves and saying, hey, you know, finding at least one thing in maybe the presentation that resonates, that hits home to them, that, you know, they can claim as their own. I think the producers aren't any different than people. Everybody wants to know, how does this benefit me, right? And so I think that they have to talk among themselves. They have to really realize that you can't continue to tap dance around these issues. I mean, they have enough evidence out there to show what is the challenges that the poultry industry has, the challenges the swine industry has, the challenges the dairy industry is going to have now. And so they have an opportunity to say, hey, if we continue to do things the way we're doing it, by ignoring it or continuing to have this arrogant attitude that I know what's best or whatever, they're not going to resolve anything. So I think the first thing that they have to do is really find at least one thing that hits home for them that they can really say, oh, I'm going to start there. And then I think the dominoes just start to fall from that point forward.
Dr. Janine Salak-Johnson saying it's important that consumers understand that cattle producers are putting the welfare of their animals at a very high priority. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Over 67,000 FFA members and supporters are headed to Indianapolis for the 92nd Annual National FFA Convention. We're proud that Ridge Eubanks of Alva is one of the national FFA officers leading out this year in Indy. And once again, Farm Director Ron Hayes will offer wall-to-wall coverage from the convention on radio, in our daily email, in the Blue Green Gazette on our Oklahoma Farm Report website, and via social media on Facebook, Flickr, and Twitter. Coverage from Indy the week of October 28th is a service of ITC Gray Plains, your energy superhighway.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.